Winthrop High football coach John Cadogan is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
You got it. 4-3, wins over Medway, Danvers, Gloucester, and Salem. That Danvers win is looking better and better, Coach. I'll tell you that. They've actually done some nice things in the last few weeks, although they lost a tough one in overtime last week. They played well. But I guess, Coach, an update from you guys. You picked up the win over Salem last week, 27-21. So where is Winthrop football at right now?
Winthrop football right now is 100% focused on Saugus and finishing this regular season up hopefully the right way and heading into the playoffs hopefully on a roll.
Well, you mentioned Saugus. Sometimes I'll save the next game for the end of the interview, but let's get right to it. Thursday night at 6:30 at Winthrop, Saugus at Winthrop. So what's the preview on this game?
It's definitely a scary game for myself. We can talk to our players all we want about, how Saugus can present problems for us. Sometimes your kids just look at the record and say they're 0-7, and sometimes they don't believe you. But, Saugus has some skilled guys that can make some big plays and can give us headaches. So, we just have to focus and play the way we're supposed to play.
Well, I don't want to, I can probably give you can get a couple of bulletin board items from me here, because it was Ipswich and Beverly won their first games last week in North Shore football. So you never know. There's a bulletin board to wake your guys up and if they needed it, but they probably don't, right? They're ready to go.
Yeah, you hope so. But, you have 16, 17, 18-year-old boys that can look at a schedule and they can see certain teams and they can see their records and, they're looking at the playoffs and they're looking ahead. It's tough to rein them in. But I think, what happened last week with us and, we didn't start off the game very well against Salem. And even into the third quarter, we were losing. We had to kind of come back in that game. So hopefully that was a wake-up call last week that we don't need this week.
Well, I want you to drop a few names for me of your Winthrop players that, were important in that Salem comeback, offense, defense, and so on. Drop a few names for me on some players to watch for Winthrop football.
I think our number one running back, Welvis Acosta, he's been kind of a workhorse all year long. Playing at the fullback and really kind of neutralizing everybody in the wing T offense. Just having that fullback that can, get the tough yards, but can also break them for, longer plays. So Welvis is certainly a guy to watch. And then last week for us, was kind of a breakout game for George Galores. George has been in and out of the lineup. He's replaced one of our starting running backs who's hurt. And he had a decent game against Gloucester 2 weeks ago, but it was more receiving the ball and not quite running the football. And then last week he had a couple of nice runs and had a punt return for a touchdown that kind of put us over the top and gave us a lead that we never would relinquish last week.
Let me just ask you one last question, John, and that would be on postseason. So you guys looking for postseason and looking for a home game, is that possible? Is that what you're thinking of, looking at the points? Although I know more points will be coming out, or updated power rankings will be coming out right after we finish this interview, I think. But anyways, yeah. What do you foresee here?
Last week's game, at this point, we're in the four seed. And I know Abington and Linfield are pretty close to us. I tell my guys every week, if we just win our games, we probably won't drop. Now, is that 100% true? No, because take into the account of, your opponents and who Abington and Linfield are playing, and then how much you were to beat a team by or how much you were to lose a team by. So it's kind of a complicated point system. I was never a math guy. I'm a PE guy, but, I just, we worry about what we can take care of, and if we take care of business and beat Saugus on Thursday, I don't foresee us dropping. But, you know, that's when all the numbers and the crunching and all that stuff comes out. But the top eight teams get a home playoff game, and the top four teams could potentially get two home playoff games. So right now, not looking forward or anything like that, but we like where we are, and we hopefully can stay there this week.
With a win Thursday against Saugus. It's, you know, John, I'll share one note with you. I just talked with Ed Blum a little while ago, the North Reading football coach, who, by the way, is a math teacher, not a PE teacher. And he dropped the word algorithm, but he doesn't fully understand the system either. So we're all in the same boat, I think, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We certainly are.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't drop the word algorithm on me in these podcasts, so I appreciate that, but whatever. So, John, anyways, thank you for your time. Congrats on, winning season so far, and good luck on Thursday night against Saugus.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yep. Always good talking with you. John Cadigan, head football coach at Winthrop High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.